Thanks for everyone being here. We had a very productive discussion, went through a variety of materials today, and spent a lot of time basically educating everyone that was on the committee on the past leases and updating on the renovations that are currently taking place, and really setting the agenda and the framework for our group moving forward. This is an advisory group formed by the Bills, the county, and the state in the lease that was finalized in December of 2012. And we look forward to working with our constituents moving forward and looking at the possibilities of either a new stadium moving forward or a retrofit renovation to Ralph Wilson Stadium as we head into the future. This will be a process. It will be a long process. We have a lot of work that needs to be done, but I know that our group is up for the task, and we look forward to working with everyone into the future.
What was the feel of the room between whether a new stadium might be needed or a retrofit would be acceptable?
It's certainly premature for that. We're going to spend a lot of time and going through information and facts and market research as we move forward. We're going to have the facts and information help pave the road to what the foundation of our thought process is moving forward.
If I can yes, add, this was not only was it a productive meeting, as Russ noted, and sort of the historical narrative of the Bills' relationship to this community dating back to when Mr. Wilson took ownership and the relationship that entered into with Erie County, starting with the building of the new stadium in 71, opening in 73. But what we need to do as a committee, in some ways as a community going forward, to ensure the viability of this team, not only for the remainder of this lease, but in the years that follow. I think it's important for anyone to assume that we came out of this meeting with any one particular item being resolved is wrong. This is what we're basically doing right now is putting in place the pieces to make those determinations. Anything else would be pure speculation. So I don't want people to think we were sitting in here and we made a determination, yes, there's going to be a new stadium. That's not the case. The role of this organization is to make recommendations in advisory capacity to myself, the Bills ownership, and the governor. Through New York State, through the governor's office. So if people assume that decisions are being made at this meeting, which are lock set and are going to be determining the future of this team, that's not the case. It is in itself an advisory committee, which will be making recommendations based on the accumulation of information that's going to take some time. I agree with Russ. This is not going to be a short process. I've already gone on record saying, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if this took 2 years at least. But we want to make certain that when the recommendations are made, we've sort of looked under every stone and done everything possible to ask the right questions of the community and ourselves so that we know we're doing the right plan to keep the team here long term.
If I can add one thing, I think the relationship was established during the recent lease negotiations. The Bills, the state and the county have worked seamlessly. I'll speak for Governor Cuomo. We love the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills are a huge part of the Western New York community and really New York State. They're the only New York State team. So certainly our goals are to make sure that the Bills stay here and work do our best to do that. But today's meeting, we have three different entities that have put great people on a team. As Russ said, there's a lot of work to be done. The most important thing is focus on data, focus on the facts. Don't let emotion get in the way, but do this with a process. And I thought for a first meeting with the complexities that this group will face as an advisory body, I thought it was a great meeting. And so we have a lot of work to do, but we understand the seriousness, we understand the urgency, and we understand how people feel about the Buffalo Bills. We all feel exactly the same way.
Bob, given the fact that we stand here as the three co-chairs of this new stadium working group, there's no one chair. Each of us will be representing our respective bodies as co-chairs during this process as it goes forward.
Liken today as an opening syllabus of what the process will be moving forward. We do not have a set agenda at this point, but we went through a lot of information, and as Mark said, a great deal of education today, and we will continue to do so. We have many people on this committee that are focused on the betterment of Western New York and Erie County and the state, and I look forward to working with them, all of them, moving into the future.
Russ, given the unfortunate passing of Mr. Wilson, your message to Bills fans considering or given the team's long-term viability.
It's business as usual, Scott. You know, our focus right now is on the day-to-day operation of One Bills Drive. We're preparing for the draft. We're preparing for our players to come back for OTAs, and we're looking forward to a great season. Our focus, and I've said this from day one, my sole responsibility is to focus on the viability of this franchise moving forward, and that's what I will continue to do. And everyone at One Bills Drive will continue to do that as well.
Last question.
Given the fact that Mr. Wilson's passing and the convening of this working group, is there more of a heightened sense of a timeline to get recommendations out, given the uncertainty of the team and it being sold?
I don't think anybody here could really speak to what the future holds right now. We don't know. There's a process in place, certainly on the Bills' end. But there is a sense of urgency with this group. We spoke about that. I think everybody understands the seriousness of this process. I do believe we have the right people at the table from all three entities and the people that we have put on our teams. And, again, today is the first of many, many meetings. A lot of work to be done. But, again, it's hard to predict the future. I can tell you one thing. Speak again for the governor. We hold the Bills very dear. I'm a lifelong fan. I'm a lifelong Western New Yorker. And I think you know what all our goals are, but we can't predict the future. We just have to follow the process and work. And I think today was a great, great first step.
So there's no hard and set deadline.
But one thing, John, yeah. One thing we can predict.
Sure.
One thing we can predict, with the leadership of Ralph Wilson, the governor and the county executive, we have a locked-in lease that we're focused on right now. We're focused on a renovation that has come along on time and on budget. We're excited about the fan amenities that will bring our great fans to Ralph Wilson Stadium. And to Lieutenant Governor's point, we can't predict the future, but we know that due to the great work that was done, we have a locked-in lease for the foreseeable future.
Russ, just from a practical sense, if you decide you need a new stadium, and that's an if, I mean, till you find a site, till you can get control of the site, get through all the approvals, I mean, 8 years is not a long period of time.
That's the reason we're standing here today.
That's right.
Looking forward to doing
the
work.
Thank you.